Hello, I'm Gary Smith with the BBC News. An attempt by China's central bank to stabilise the country's main stock market has failed to prevent further losses. The bank cut interest rates on Tuesday to stimulate lending. But after volatile trading in Shanghai, share prices have closed down 3%. With more, here's our economics editor, Robert Peston.
With shares in Shanghai up and down all day, it would be premature to say that yesterday's decision by the People's Bank of China has brought calm to stock markets. Anxiety rules among investors. And in one way, yesterday's events on markets were, if anything, more disturbing than Monday's global rout. Because if share price gains couldn't hold after the significant monetary easing by China's central bank, then mistrust about the true state of the world's second largest economy has become very pronounced indeed.
Shares rose in Japan, South Korea and Taiwan, but fell in New Zealand and Indonesia. European stock markets have fallen in early trading following losses last night in New York. Border police in Hungary say they registered a record number of over 2,500 migrants entering the country on Tuesday. 34,000 have crossed so far this month, mostly from Serbia. The construction of a fence to keep them out continues apace. Nick Thorpe reports from Budapest.
The refugees reaching Hungary now are mainly those who were briefly held up by police at the Macedonian border with Greece at the end of last week. Most are from Syria and cross sections of the Hungarian border where the fence is incomplete or where gaps have been left for railway lines or rivers. The Hungarian authorities are racing to complete the fence by the deadline issued by Prime Minister Viktor Orban, the end of August.
The United Nations humanitarian chief says more should be done to address the reasons migrants take to the road in search of a better life. Stephen O'Brien said an efficient emergency humanitarian response was an essential first step in dealing with migrant crises. He also said encouraging economic, social and political development in migrants' home countries would help remove the incentive for them to leave. A spokesman for President Salva Kiir of South Sudan has told the BBC he will sign a peace deal with the country's rebels today, despite ongoing reservations. From Nairobi, Alistair Leithhead.
The agreements made so far have meant nothing, but regional heads of state, the US and the United Nations, all hope the pressure brought to bear on both sides in this brutal conflict can this time force an end to the violence, the atrocities and the displacement of hundreds of thousands of people. President Salva Kiir refused to sign on the dotted line last week when his former vice president turned rebel leader Riek Machar agreed to the terms. But now the president's spokesman says he is ready to sign at a hastily arranged ceremony in South Sudan's capital, Juba, albeit with reservations.
World News from the BBC. Two NATO soldiers were killed in Afghanistan when two men opened fire on their vehicle. The incident happened at a base in the south of the country. Shama Khalil reports from Kabul.
The attack happened early morning when two people wearing Afghan army uniform opened fire on the vehicle carrying foreign military advisers in Helmand province. The attackers were killed in a shootout. This is the second attack in less than a week on members of Resolute Support, the follow-up foreign forces operation currently in Afghanistan, which mainly provides training and logistical support. On Saturday, three American civilian contractors were killed in Kabul when their convoy was targeted by a suicide attack.
The US presidential hopeful Donald Trump has clashed with a journalist from a Spanish-language TV channel, the latest spat in his campaign for the Republican nomination. The journalist, Jorge Ramos, from the Univision Network, was removed from a news conference after repeatedly trying to ask Mr. Trump a question about immigration.
Excuse me, sit down, you weren't called. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Go ahead. No, you don't. You haven't been called. Go back to Univision.
In June, Mr. Trump accused Mexico of sending rapists and criminals to the U.S. More than 70 Chilean coal miners staging a protest over unpaid wages have spent nearly 2 weeks deep inside a mine shaft and are refusing food and water. The union chief at the Santa Ana mine in the town of Curanilahue said the miners, 900 metres underground, have blocked off the shaft's entrances. A new scientific study has revealed that there are an average of 9,000 different species of microbes in house dust. Researchers at the University of Colorado found that homes contained around 2,000 types of fungi and 7,000 varieties of bacteria, with significantly more if pets are present. BBC News.